Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your host, Brother Elohim. Today we're reading out of the Tyrannical Scriptures, which is a secret doctrine that was set up. And, excuse me. You have to excuse my voice. My voice is a little scraggly. I've been talking and singing all week long, so just bear with your brother, okay? Now, according to Tyrannical Scriptures, we should not be at odds with each other. That's why we follow the tyrannical teachings of the Tyrannical Scriptures. If the wicked people on earth, okay, can sign a piece of paper and stop fighting each other, why are the righteous people of the earth not doing the same? Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So how were you created? You are the universe expanding itself. You are the makers of the universe. So let's get together and make a better universe, you know, for the five tribes of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, white, hence Elohim five tribes. What I like to do to start the show, I have an album on the market. I'd like to start off by introducing you to one of the songs that's on the album. It's called I've Got the Spirit. Listen up, enjoy, and hopefully you'll want to retrieve a copy of it.
About the money or the diamonds and gold.
Cause I've got the
spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold.
The kingdom of heaven is right within you, powering your soul. So go out in the name of Jesus and let the truth about the kingdom be told. To find the kingdom of heaven, you must first start with you. So let Jesus in your life, and he will make your whole life brand new.
Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son.
It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold.
Cause I've got
this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold.
Cause I've got this
about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold.
So as you walk in the name of Jesus down all the dusty road, don't be concerned about brand names and all of those expensive clothes. Consider the lilies of the field, how beautifully God made them grow. King Solomon never looked that good in spite of all his money and woe.
Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son.
It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold.
I've got this
about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold.
Cause I've got this
about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold.
Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son.
It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold.
Cause I've got this about you.
Thank you very much. That album, it's one of the songs off the album that we have, How We Make Our Little Chump Change. Okay. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube. We're on Amazon. We're on Walmart. You can get the album anywhere. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. We put a lot of thought into the teachings of Yahshua because the things that he taught was pretty profound. Once you understand how to read and understand his teachings, and through his teachings, you can also have a DNA awakening. What in the world is a DNA awakening? Did you know that you can literally read your own DNA? You don't have to use test tubes and all that stuff to read your own DNA. You can have a DNA awakening, and that's taught in the book of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Okay, but you have to know how to read it, which is that's some of the things we get into on Sunday, how to decode, the Bible. Right now, we want to deal with something that profoundly being misused and misunderstood by most of the so-called religious community, okay? The term religion is actually realigning yourself with source energy. But that requires you to know who you really are, okay? This is why we like the Bible so much, as a code book, not as a religious book. The Bible will realign your thought process to what is called religion, or that's what religion is, realigning your thought process to be on the same page, or the same frequency, the same vibration as the cosmos, because you are a part of everything that exists, okay? And that's why we teach the Bible as a code book. So the first code, okay, in order to understand the entire book, this is the first code that you have to adapt to the Bible so that you can understand how to read the book. It's a very powerful book. There's a reason why the 1%, you know, they have that book as a very important item because of how powerful the book is. They don't teach you how to gain power. They teach you how to get influence. But they don't teach you how to gain power from the book. And this is what we talk about. We talk about how to gain power, because the book was given to us so that nobody would be ever able to enslave you again. But because of the way that they're reading and interpreting the book, you have become slaves. Somebody has their foot on your neck, which was not supposed to happen because you had a global empire out here. What happened to it? You follow what I'm saying? So they wrote laws up, things up, so that you would never become a slave. Again, the first, I'm just going to give one code. On Sunday, we go through multiple codes so that you can just see where the power of the book is coming from. Okay? Now, we're not teaching the book as so-called religious book. It's a code book. We want to realign your energy with the energy of that which brought you into existence, okay? Which we call the uncaused cause. Something that caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. That's what we call it, the uncaused cause. Because you can always go back, well, who made this? Or who made that? Well, where this come from? Where that come from? And you can go on and on and on until you get a headache. You'll go back, you get to the point where you realize that there was an uncaused cause. There had to be something here to start everything, but nothing started it. You just have to go to that point. And when you come to that point, then you realize who you are, because you are made up of the same substance, the same source energy that put everything in motion, okay? All right. We're not going to get too much into the codes. The codes are on, we do that on Sunday, how we deal with the codes on Sunday. We're just going to get into some of the secret doctrines that's in the tyrannical scriptures. The members of our society, tyrannical, Elohim Five Tribe Society of Love. Now, all of them have copies of tyrannical scriptures, complete volume. You can't get it in the store, sorry. We do have a book on the market called Crisis Comes. You can buy that, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. But Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume is not actually for sale. We give it to those who have reached a certain enlightenment, where they can kind of understand what's going on. They can kind of see a little bit beyond where everybody else is. So they have copies of the book. And if you want to have a copy of the book, then you can, you know, join our society. You get more than just a book. You get like 10 CDs. You get so much when you're doing the society, because the object of the society is to get people to study you have to relearn, you know, who you are, what you are, what's going on, okay? And for today, I'm on page 129 of Veronica Schutzke Rewired. We went through a few pages as the weeks go down. We'll be going through a few pages of the book. But we want to talk about some things, whereas you have been so misled, you know, even to the point of what religion, that's why I'm mentioning it now. Religion means to realign yourself with source energy. And you can do that. You know, if you take a nail and a magnet and you rub the nail enough, all of the negative and positive ions will line up. And that nail will literally become the magnet. Okay? Psalm 82 says that you are all God. Constantly enter into that thought process. You begin to pick up the attributes of what God is. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about that, but not right now. But we'll get into that on Sunday when we talk about the codes and stuff. We're not trying to take you away from who you are, so that we can control your slave. Oh, did I say something? Yes, I did say something. You do have a slave. That physical body of yours, that's your slave. You are actually a slave master. Because you are incorporeal energy formed in flesh. That's who and what you are, you know. You can tell the flesh to do whatever you want to do. It's going to do it because it's your slave. It'll jump off a bridge if you tell it to. It reminds you, yo, man, this is going to hurt, but it will jump if you tell it to jump. Now, that's that incorporeal energy that's inside of you that is so powerful. So when the Bible says you're God, that's what it's talking about. It's not talking about you as a fleshly being. Because you as a fleshly being, based on your thought process, under nature, if you're a man or a woman, that puts you under nature. I'm just going to, before I get into some of the things in the book. But these well, things I'm telling you is actually in the book. So that will put you under nature. See, now, you know men and women can't fly. You can go outside right now. I say this every week. You go outside right now, flap your arms, and it's against nature for you to fly like a bird. But according to the Bible, it says we're all gods. I mean, everywhere it says God did something in that book, it's talking about a man or a woman. And it said God made the heavens and the earth. So they talk about a man or a woman that had the technology, okay, to make planets. This is who you are. This is where you come from, all right? We call ourselves, well, I'm from Africa, I'm from Egypt, I'm from Spain, I'm from, you know, you're not even indigenous to this planet. You made this planet, you know, for a specific purpose. We'll get into that on Sunday too. Although that's in why you made this planet, all that's in the book. How you come from the incorporeal dimension into this dimension. To set this dimension up, all that's in the book, okay? When you do get a copy of the book. So I'm just dropping just a little bit of information on you because you're hard pressed to go anywhere and get this type of talk because people are trying to control this flesh that you call a body, all right? You are what we call designers. Okay, no, you can't flap your arms and fly, but you can design. As a designer, you design the planet, you design the system, you can design planes, jets, whatever you want to do what it has to do. You can also design your life so that you can have whatever you want. You have unlimited potential. That's what being God means. It don't mean you're sitting up there in a chair judging everybody. No, that's not. That's not what being God means. God means you have unlimited potential. That means that nothing on this planet can stop that person in the mirror. Once that person in the mirror make up their mind, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to be. Okay? And in order to facilitate that, what we suggest you do is sit in the middle of a circle. Watch how things go around. See how other people are getting what they're getting. And prepare yourself. So when you reach up and grab what you want, you'll be able to hold on to it. What they have you doing is sitting on the outside of the circle. We call it trying to keep up with the Joneses. And we're going around and around like a siren on a wheel. a gerbil on a wheel, just going around and around and around, chasing things, but we never actually get what we want because we're constantly chasing and we're not preparing to receive. You see, that's why Yahshua said, knock and the door shall be open. You know what I'm saying? If you're prepared to receive something, you know, once you ask for it, the universe works for you through action and reaction. All right, well, wait a minute. Action, reaction, what in the world is that? They changed the name so that you won't get credit for what you have come up with thousands of years ago. Action and reaction is actually science, or you reap what you sow. That's basically science. And this is the culture that we come up under because there's only two cultures. Your culture is not how you dance or what clothes you wear. That's not your culture. Those are the distractions that the leader of your society set up to keep you distracted so that you don't know what they're doing. They don't want one hand. They don't want the right hand to know what the left hand doing. When we get into, you get into basketball, football, and hockey, and all those games and stuff that they got out there for you. I mean, you know the stats, what they doing, or who played what they have for breakfast, who's they married to. I mean, you know everything about these guys. When you get into politics, you have no clue of what's going on. And you wonder why things don't go right for you as a society, because you're supposed to be running this government. When you complain about the government, you're complaining about the guy in the mirror, because that's the person that's supposed to be running the government. You're supposed to be running the government through your vote. See what I'm saying? The government is, well, this is on politics, political day, so I ain't going to talk too much about politics, but this government is set up as, the government is set up as a trust. And the indenture agreement, now this is something everybody should be studying, and I have everybody in the society focusing on trust, because you know, you can put stuff in trust and it will save you a lot of money, a lot of time. You'd be amazed what putting your things in a trust will save you. Now, the big boys, they know about the trust. Kennedy and all them guys, you know. In fact, they named one of the trusts after one of the Kennedys. you know, but they know about it. The United States is a trust. They mean get your agreement. Agreed to. That they agreed to is the Constitution. That's the indenture agreement. And the people you vote for, they're called trust managers, okay? Your congressmen, senators, governors, all these people are trust managers. And in order to be a trust manager, you have to take the oath to uphold the trust indenture agreement, which is the Constitution. That's what I'm saying. You don't get this kind of talk every day because we want to point you in the right direction. You know, the path that you're on is up to you, but just trying to... You want to know where New York is? New York is that way. Now, the roads you take to get there, well, you have choices. But you got to go that way to get to New York, you know? So this is what we're doing. We're just pointing you in the right direction. And the choice that you or the path that you use to travel to get there, that will be on you. But remember, this is a trust. As a trustee, when you're born here, you are a trustee. As a trustee, okay, you have the right to vote automatically. All trustees have the right to vote, but a beneficiary, no, beneficiaries are under 18, you know. These are some of the things that we're learning, that we're getting into when in our society, Elohim Five Tribes Society as well. These are some of the things that we learn in our society. In this society, you have to have a religious component in order to have a society. This is why we have tyrannical scriptures. We have the TCCA, Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Oh, boy, once we get into different, what's the difference between Christ and Allah? Oh, my goodness. it's going to blow your mind, some of that conversation. Now, remember, this is an interactive show. If you have a comment or a statement or something that you want to say, you say, Elohim, you're out of your mind. Elohim, I agree with you or whatever. You know, whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is press 1 on your dial. And that will let me know that that you have a comment or a statement. Or if you have a business and you want to advertise your business, like I said, we don't charge for the we don't charge people to advertise on the show. Okay, you can advertise on the show for free, And if you have something they want to advertise about, you can just give me a call at 215-758-1703. I will write it up and put it into our advertising on Sunday. We usually do it about 8:30. We do have a hand up already. And when people put their hand up, I do not wait. I bring you on right away because you probably want to say something that's involved in what we're talking about right now. So 7143, we're on the air. You have a comment or a statement that you'd like to make? 7143? Okay. Well, I'm going to leave your mic open so that you can jump in whenever you get ready.
Yeah, I wanted to greet the – greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. How you doing?
All right. How are you there, Mr. First Vice President? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Mr. President. How you doing?
Oh, what can I say? Loving Garvey. It's a great Garvey day. So we're still focused. We're still in a bit of a fight. Yet, you know, we stand up strong. We don't fold. So we got the fight in us from Papa Garvey.
Well, Garvey was a very powerful, very, very powerful entity and spokesman for the black community. And we appreciate his legacy, what he did, and those that are have taken up the fight to continue to bring us where we're supposed to be and to do what we're supposed to do. We honor you and we appreciate that. Now, I'm going to throw your name out there, if you don't mind. This is our President Mark of Vision 121 out of the UNIA out of Philadelphia, you know, giving us a shout-out, and we appreciate that. And we appreciate you calling in. Do you have any other comment or statement that you want to make about the topic or what we're talking about today?
I just wanted to come in there and let you know, you are loved. It's good to hear your voice, get to know that, you're getting those texts going out. And we're with you. We love you. Wanted to just tell you that. You know, the eye is here. And wanted to know, we want to keep you encouraged.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We all need a pat on the back. And not the kind that we get from what OJ's talking about. We read a pat on the back. This might hold you back. We ain't talking about that type of pat on the back. And the encouragement of love, we appreciate that. And we love you too. Okay? So we're going to continue. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave your mic open. So mute your phone or whatever. And whenever you want to jump in, you can jump back in if you want to, okay? So this is President Mark P. You want to give a phone number out where people can contact you for the UNIA right while you're on the line?
I can be contacted at 1UNIAACL@gmail, or we can be linked up on the website at the UNIAPhilly.org.
Okay, so there you have it. Give it to us one more time, because we're not as fast as as you might think you are. So give it to us one more time.
The number 1UNIAACL@gmail.com, the website UNIAPhilly.org.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Now, remember, this show covers six different countries. So this is a global show. So we broadcast around the world. So you'll be your shout outs will go out around the world. People will know that the UNIA, United Negro Improvement Association, is still alive and still here fighting the good fight. Okay? Okay, we're going to continue.
Well, there's a correction. It's a universal.
A Universal Negro Improvement Association. Yeah, I do make that mistake, don't I? Thank you very much for keeping me on track. And that's why we love it. That's why we call you Mr. President, because you're on top of every little thing, and we appreciate you. And you keep up the work, keep up the good struggle, and we'll be checking back with you. Now, I'm going to leave your mic open, so just mute your phone. So if you want to jump in on any of the, what we're talking about on the show today, just jump in. I'll leave your mic open, okay? Now, the actual topic for today, okay, is what or who is Satan? Oh, my goodness. they have been running us around crazy with that particular state. They got us thinking that there's some guy sitting in the center of the earth, sitting on a hot rock, drinking tea, waiting for us to screw up so he can torture our souls for all eternity. That's what they got us thinking. Satan is somebody down there just waiting to torture you, you know? This is what they do to try to scare the children into believing in what they're talking about, you know? If you do wrong, you're going to go to hell, and so-and-so is going to torture you, you know what I mean? You're going to be down there in hell, fire, or whatever they call it, you know? Those are children's stories. And a lot of us feed into it because we still have the mind of children. We come in as men and women, and we haven't upgraded to what the Bible called God yet. And we need to upgrade our thought process into that. That's why, just to go into Garby for a minute, that's why Garby's asked certain questions. Where's your army? Where's your Navy? How can you can't put boots on the ground? You don't have no power. There's some of the questions that Garby used to ask us because we're running around like we're men and women, not realizing that in order to do what you have to do, you have to upgrade into the mind of the thinking of God. The 1% notice, that's why they called, we used to make you call them master. We used to make you call them Lord. In front of them got stores out there, Lord and Taylor. They know that they're gods. See what I'm saying? And they function like gods. You see where I'm coming from? And they have you, well, I'm a man, or I'm a woman, you know. And then some of us throw ourselves into a political system thinking that's who we are. Well, I'm a queen, I'm a king. Now, that's a political system. That's a title that you have in that particular system, but that's not who you really are, okay? And that's why I like the Bible as a code, because it tells you who you are. You are a God with unlimited potential. Now, I can't say that enough. Nothing can stop you once you make up your mind to design what you need to do to get what you have to do. So now we're getting to what or who is Satan. Satan is the rules of God made up without the consideration of the law of thought. Now, wait a minute. Let me read that again. Satan is the rules of God made up without the consideration of the law of thought. Now, when I say God, according to the Bible, we're talking about men and women, okay, who have achieved the status of God, where they're in a position to make the laws and the rules for you to govern you by, okay? Now, when they make these laws up without consideration of the law of source, what is the law of source? The entire universe is set up based on what you have been given for thousands of years, reap what you sow. And they have changed that and called it science, right? But how can reap what you sow be science? It just don't make sense. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on the chemicals to control the reaction. That's science, okay? This is where they get science from. But they don't use the term reap what you sow because they don't want you to know, okay, where it comes from. They're changing the reality of where everything comes from because they don't want you to know who you are, okay? I'm looking at a documentary the other day and learning that the Egyptian, we had a global empire. Who talks about this is Horace Butler and his book, When Rocks Cry Out. The Egyptians went all over the world, making pyramids and huge structures. They finally figured out how these guys did it. I mean, you know, with the science of mathematics, out of the trigger, they knew all this stuff. You know, the Fibonacci series or whatever. We have a different name for it, but that's what they call it, so that you'll know we'll be on the same page. But so-called African, because that's not who you are, the so-called God, okay, of that region, you know, excuse me, has so much knowledge of what was going on or who was who, you know. A lot of knowledge they didn't pass on, but they put it in, they wrote it up in stone so that you know what it is, okay? Satan is the rules, okay, of God made up without the consideration of the law of the source, which is reap what you sow, okay? Now, why would you put a person in slavery knowing that that's going to come back to you? You wouldn't do that. So you wouldn't make a law to do to another person what you want done to yourself, because you're dealing with reap what you sow. This is one of the reasons why the 1% are so afraid of the black tribe coming back into power, because they're afraid of the vengeance of what we're going to do to them based on what they did to not just the black, but everybody. It's their principle to control your slave, which is the physical body. And they work very hard at it. They have all kinds of mind control and things going on. TV, oh my goodness, and TV is designed for one thing, to put them in a position where they can control your slave. You are a slave master. I'm going to think about that. You are a slave master, and you are, that physical body is your slave. And so I said earlier, it will do whatever you want it to do. Now, number two, any man or woman who makes up rules and call them law without the consideration of the law of source is Satan. That's who Satan is, okay? And you have Satan in there right now trying to make up rules about voting to restrict certain people from having their rights, from exercising their rights. That's Satan, okay? Let's not get it twisted. Satan is not somebody sitting on a hot rock in the middle of the earth waiting to torture you when you do something wrong. That's not Satan, okay? This is the tyrannical scriptures. This is the secret doctrine. This is the information that they don't want you to know. When they make up these rules that don't have the law of source, and it's not taking the law of source into consideration, they're Satan. They're evil. That's the devil. Don't matter whether you're from the black, brown, red, yellow, or white tribe. That's evil, and evil is taking place all over the planet. But we don't know what evil is, because, oh, you're going to go to hell. A lot of times you live it in hell and don't even realize it. The planet is supposed to be a paradise. If we follow the rules of sorts, there would be nobody sleeping in the street. There would be no hungry people. There would be no people without no food. You got people that are dying from hunger right here in the United States, right now. You know what I mean? Because of Satan. Those are the people that are making up laws without the consideration, okay, of the laws of thought. That's Satan, okay? And so, you know, that's a whole different mindset. It's a whole different thought process than the ones that they have been giving, especially in the church. I'm coming down on the ministers. I'm coming down on the preachers, you know. They're trying to control your slave. They need the tithes. One of the reasons why we can't come together, because everybody's afraid of losing members. You're going to lose members. If you lose members, they lose the money. They lose their dues and their tithes and all this kind of stuff. They can't function, you know, without the dues and the tithes. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't collect dues and tithes. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that they need to set up a revenue stream, so that some of this money that they're collecting can go back to the people that's giving it. That's what I'm saying. Reap what you sow, okay? If you're reaping this money, you see what I'm saying? If you sow the information where the money come in, okay, then that money should come back out. It shouldn't stay in. Like what they call trickle-down economics, you know, that trickle-down, you know, people ain't turning loose no money. Once they get it up there, they keep it all they can. That's why people are sleeping on the street. So those leaders, ministers, teachers, or whoever they call themselves, once they collect the...
Excuse me, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President.
Yes sir.
What I like to tell the people, and I would like you to expand on, is the fact that the UNIA is a trust. And when you're talking about trust, that's very important. We're not taught about trust. But the thing is, see, in terms of a trust, you're looking out for your children's children's children when you're setting up a trust. It goes on and on and on. And you then develop capital. And this is what we have to teach our people. These conditions that we're in is because you have these people who know how to operate a trust, and they've been functioning and with the trust for so long, they're dealing with capital. And that's something that I would really like you to expand on, because you're always talking about the trust.
Yeah, well, that will be on our political day, right, when we get into trust and what's going on. And I will expand on that now. But what I can do at this particular point, for those that are on the line, well, this is where I said in the society members, it's on YouTube, by the name Yusuf L. Trust. He has a 3-hour webinar, and he talks about trust. I like him because he explains it very well. You know, just in that little 3 hours, he teaches on trust and really how trust works, how you can set it up, get you on distributed government. You know what I'm saying? He'll teach on that. And that's one thing. Now, as a member of the UNIA, they haven't been talking about trust for a while. I mean, there's different UNAs out there, but they haven't been talking about trust. And for you to come on and mention in trust, that's very important, because the UNA does have a constitution. And the constitution literally becomes the indenture agreement that the trust managers are supposed to be following. And this needs to be taught without the UNIA. And hopefully, as the weeks go by, you want to plug in and give us some little more information about what the UNIA is doing. We will welcome that because we need information. And that will be on a Monday, if you want to plug in and talk more about what the UNIA is. But that's the day that we set aside for society information and information about different societies and what's going on. So that would be great. So my advice to you right now, because the trust is not the topic today, but go to USFL or YouTube and type in USFL Trust. And he has a 3-hour webinar. And 3 hours is just the tip of the iceberg to learning about trust. So he has a 3-hour webinar, and he explains it very, very well. He actually explains it much better than I can. Okay. So I'm going to say that one more time. Yusuf L, okay, on trust. Go to that 3-hour webinar on YouTube, and you can learn more about trust. Thanks for throwing that out there, Mr. President. We appreciate that. Now, number four, now we're going to get into what we call, now we just talked about who is Satan, okay? Okay, now the Bible tell you who God is. That's the person in the mirror. That's what the Bible says, you know? Now don't beat me up. I'm not telling you God. That's what the book say. The book tell you you're a God, okay? And you have unlimited potential. That's what being a God means. It means that you can really do whatever you put your mind to do it. And as a God, you are a designer, you know, because they have a lot of talk about designism versus evolution. Evolution is a bunch of crap. I'm saying it I'm just telling you like it is. Evolution is a bunch of crap. They call it the theory of evolution. A theory is an idea that somebody has that they can't prove. That's why they say they're theory, because they can't prove evolution. But designism, we can prove that, because you're designing stuff all the time. That's who you are. We are born designers. That's where you get the planes and the ships and the boats and your phones and everything else, because we're designing these things, because that's who we are. We design the entire universe. For sure, we can design things to make our lives better. You know what I mean? We got sick from a virus. They had to go to work to design something to counteract the effect of the virus. And they did. So designism can be proven every day, all day, because that's what we do. That's who we are. We're gods. And gods design things. Men and women follow nature. They put themselves under nature, and they can't get above or beyond nature. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not natural for man to do certain things. It's only God can do certain things. They're telling you that all the time, but they're not relating the fact that the book is saying that you are the God that can do these things through design. You can design certain things to do and be so much more than what your thought process as a man or woman is allowing you to do, okay? Now, what is the law of source? This will be number four and, on page 129 of Throughout the Scriptures, what or who is Satan? Number four would be what the law of source is. You reap what you sow. That's the law of source. That's throughout the entire galaxy. The whole system is set up based on that. If you put something in motion at a certain speed, it'll do certain things. If it's going towards the sun, it'll either bounce off the sun's corona, or it will enter into orbit around the sun based on what's going on, or it will go into the sun and burn out. The sun's gravity will pull it in. So that's read what you saw. The same thing when you throw a ball against the other wall. Based on the velocity that you throw the ball, that's how fast it's going to come back to you. Now, wait a minute. How can we be God? How can you say we made the planets and stuff? You know what I mean? That's just beyond my thought process. Think about it. The moon is a satellite. That's what the moon is. The moon is a satellite of the Earth. Do we have satellites up there right now? Now, you know what I mean? Now, you know, it's not natural for man to be up there making satellites. That's just not natural. It's like not natural for man to fly. It's just against the natural laws for man to fly. But nothing is impossible for God. That's who you are, because you can design something to do whatever you want. They have things that are designed to make earthquakes, things designed to make it rain, things to deal with the weather. The weather don't control God. God controls the weather. I mean, you just think about what's going on. Think about who you are. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to put you on a path so that you can accomplish your dreams. Whatever you dream, whatever you think about, you can bring about. Now, that's another thought process that they threw out there. They sell that information back to us. They call it, oh, it's a secret. You know what I mean? Ooh, we have this tape out called The Secret, how you can bring things to you. That's no secret to those who've been studying the culture that we were raised in. Well, I'll say the African culture, because that's what I have us programmed into, where Africa, we didn't come out of Africa, but everything was coming before Africa was even here, before they was even called Africa, before the planet was here, this information was here, and you were using this information all along, okay? So it's no secret. They just robbed and stripped you of your information. As Allah Muhammad used to say, they made you dumb, deaf, and blind, so that you can't hear and see what's going on. Well, the wake-up call is here, okay? And there's a lot of things going on, so you can plug into a lot of different organizations out there, and you can help straighten them out with some of this information that we're giving to you all during the week. Now, it's kind of tricky for me to stay on the air every day, which I'm trying to do, but it's kind of tricky because my vocal cords went out. I'm in the process of doing another album. We have another hand up. When you put your hand up, I don't like for you to wait. I want to bring you right in. Do we want to hear those comments? Okay. 11:34, you're on the air. You have a statement or comment that you'd like to make?
Yeah, no, we had a question. A question came up in the room over here about how familiar you are with the science of the Dogon. Have you ever heard about that? And how that and the theories that go along with the science of the Dogon, with the ancient creation stories, and if that had anything to do with evolution and Dogon theories of creation. But that was back from when you were talking about evolution. You know, not to go too far back, but you know, it was just how came to it. So are you familiar with the science of the Dogon, and what's the difference between that and the current evolution theory?
Well, actually, when the Dogons, if I'm not mistaken, they actually didn't use the term create. This is what they, a misrepresentation of the language. They use the term made, okay? Because the Dogons, they knew that you can't make something from nothing, you know? And that's the first law of science. The first law be with yourself, okay? Everything comes from something. So everything is made, not created. You can't just kum fa kum make things pop out of thin air. And the Dogons knew this. So you have to deal with the translation, too, from what well, most of us are getting information from the white tribe and their translation. So you do have people from the black tribe that are studying and teaching on the Dogon history. The Dogons knew who they were, and they knew where they come from. They know they didn't come from this planet. And they gave out charts and information as to where they came from and how they come into this particular dimension. Not the dimension, they didn't go that far, but how they came into this particular solar system and all that. So the Dogons, they have charts, and they've listed charts of the planet. And, in the tyrannical scriptures, we teach on how we come from as incorporeal entities through the black hole up near Sirius A in Sirius B. It wasn't Sirius B, too, but they didn't got that far yet. But they teach on how, well, they teach on Sirius A and B, but they're not teaching on that. Well, they're talking about incorporeal energy, but they're not talking about the black hole. At least their theory is there. But the white tribe and their explanation of what's going on, their thought process, don't take them into that direction. So they're not expounding on it. Now, in the tyrannical scriptures, complete volume, it talks about how we come in through the black hole of incorporeal entities through Sirius A and Sirius B, which is what the Dogons mentioned. Now, the Dogons mentioned this information. This is when these guys thought the world was flat. Well, some people still think the world is flat, but we never get into that, you know. So this negates evolution, because if we come from the amoeba, okay, or the Big Bang through the amoeba and all that, the way that they're talking about evolution, the Dogons wouldn't have the information that they had at the time that they had it, okay? Because they would be hunter and gatherers. Hunter and gatherers didn't have this particular thought process based on evolution. See what I'm saying? So this is why the evolutionary concept is a theory and can't be proven. And they don't say the fact of evolution. They say the theory of evolution. They're telling you themselves that it's information that they can't. That's what they're saying. I mean, not me. That's what the theory is. You look it up, okay? But the Dogons, they actually prove in their teachings and their theories that, well, not their theories, but because they're teaching their fact. And then the white tribe is just now coming into the facts that the Dogons have laid out. You know where I'm coming from? And they said, well, they don't have recorded history. They recorded their history through the masks that they were wearing, okay? Each one of those masks through the dance and stuff that they're doing, but the masks are history. And then they have one person that will remember the history for hundreds of years. You know what I mean? Because the brain is one of the greatest computers on the planet. You know what I mean? Now, if you can put that information in your laptop, you can put it in your brain. And they have a certain historian that will remember the history for hundreds of years. So the history was carried on from generation to generation to generation. So that's what the kind of trying to keep track of the time here. So the Dogons actually proved that evolution is a theory, just like they say. They're not me. They say evolution is a theory, and the Dogons proved that.
What I was thinking of something of the Dogon and the Anunnaki had created people,
Well, it says
around for the creation of people, just for a better choice of words, you know. But
well,
the start of people.
Well, this is why I like the Bible. See, the Bible said, "Let us make man in our image." See what I'm saying? Not create. They threw the word create in there to throw you off. But it says mate. We made men and women. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know that Bible said that God, that men and women are God. So how do men and women make men and women in their image? They procreate. You know what I'm saying? They were talking about the gods procreated to make men and women in their image. Okay, so there's two teachings in the book. Whereas men and women were made, then you have the Adam and Eve story, which is a whole different science. So the whole Adam and Eve story is all about science, coming from dimension and shapeshifters and all that stuff, DNA. That's what the Adam and Eve story is about. But they do have where they made men and women, and they give you another little clue. When the two brothers fought and the one got kicked out, he went and got married. Well, if Adam and Eve was the first guys here, who in the world did he get married to? This is what I'm saying. See, once you start reading and seeing things from the thought process of a God, you see, you'll see things differently. You'll know that you can't create. You don't create. If you take a chair, if you take a tree, cut it down and make a chair, you didn't create the chair. You made the chair from the tree. Energy, okay, cannot be created or destroyed. So you're making things out of energy. Everything in the cosmos is made up out of energy. That's why we call it source energy, because all the energy is actually source. You follow what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother lecture. I didn't want to go too far into that, but the Dogons, they have some powerful information. If you want more information about things like that, where the Dogons are dealing with, there's a series that's on the internet now called Knowledge of the Forever Times. Okay? They killed Brother off. The brother was dropping some strong information. Just go and look up Knowledge of the Forever Times. And he'll get you into the cave drawings and how they're related to space and all of that, you know, and help you out in that particular area as far as the Dogon. As far as the Dogon.
Well, what made it interesting was they were hieroglyphic stories that was related to, like, Nut, you know, Isis and Osiris, for a better, you know, definition or translation of their names. So it's more of a African-based theory, but the thing that perplexes me that if the, you know, the Dogon and the Anunnaki, their 8 or 16 ancestors witnessed the creation of human beings, and they were beings themselves. You know, it kind of makes you think, you know, what the creator looked like and what the created looked like. That's all. Just sometimes it just
in order to help your thought process.
But I think I hear some
we have a lot of noise in the background. We're not talking. In order to help your thought process, take the word creator and throw it in the trash, because energy cannot be created or destroyed, and everything in the cosmos is made up of energy. So you can't create anything. You can only make something from it. So take the word creator, throw it in the trash.
I can't. It's so embedded. It's just so embedded in my language process. It's like it's not the word that I'm saying. It's like what the meaning of it is that I was
there's no meaning. That's what I'm saying. There is no meaning for the word you cannot create.
That's what the story translated into. You know, that's not my words. It's from the ancient Egyptians. You know, their creation stories, the ancient creation stories from concerning the Dogon and the Anunnaki. But that's just how it's translated. That's the only reason why I keep using it.
Well, that's
word.
That's another problem. You really have to check who's translating these stories. You see what I'm saying? Because they'll put their concept in the translation. Like somebody asked me, who's the oldest civilization that you could think of? I said the Greeks and the Romans. They said, oh, wait a minute, we have civilization. No, we didn't. See, we have culture based on lies. They're civil liars. So you have to be careful who you're getting your translations from, okay? Because if you're getting them from the civilized or the civil liars, you're not going to get the truth. They're going to add things in and make it say it's going to sound good, but it's not actually going to be the truth. It's not going to hold up when you really get into actual facts and try to figure out exactly what's going on back then. If you get a chance, there's a guy named Horace Butler. He has a book out called When Rocks Cry Out. So if you get a chance, purchase that book and read that book, and that will help you out on a lot of things. And then go into Knowledge of the Forever Times. I forget the brother's name. It's a shame. They murdered him not too long ago, too. They don't want the truth to come out. Knowledge of the Forever Times. And that will help you with this so-called evolutionary concept and why it's not a valid concept, okay? Because, see, the laws, if you're reaping what you sow, okay, once energy is doing something, it constantly does. And if we are evolving, we'll be constantly evolving. You see what I'm saying? We're not turning from monkeys into humans. We're almost out of time, but the thought process you brought up is very good. And we need to get more into that because that's a big, big deal. The programming that they have been laid out on this Darwinism is so strong that it's hard for people to get around it, and they get locked into it. You know what I mean? And then when we start talking about the platypus, they can't. Well, there's no evolutionary process for the platypus. You know, things like that there. So it just goes on and on and on. But one thing for sure, once something is done, we reap what you sow, it constantly does it. We are designers, and we're constantly designing. We're born as designers, okay? The way we are now, the way our cranial and all that stuff is right now, that's how it was. Been like that for thousands of years. We have millions of years. We haven't changed. And a lot of the stuff that they're dealing with, those people are not they're not actually, they're two different sets of people here. But it's a huge topic. I only got about 1 minute left. And what I would like to do is do my closing assertion before we go out here. Those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much. And those that who have made a comment, your comments are very, very good. I enjoy, you know, when you make comments because it helps me regulate the information that I'm giving out, okay? Now, I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the laws of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. What would I have put out? I eagerly embrace this return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, this is Tuesday. Now, tomorrow is Wednesday. Now, we're getting into politics, okay? So if you're on the air tomorrow, talking about politics, same time, 8 to 9, I've been hitting and missing because a lot of things are going on, but I've been hitting and missing. I'm trying to work up a system where I can actually be here from 8 to 9 every day. So, but tomorrow's politics, put your political hats on, and maybe somebody could tell me why Donald Trump had his pants on backwards. But we'll be talking about politics tomorrow. Thank you so much, President Mark P. We appreciate it. And 1134, we appreciate you chiming in. Now, we don't mention your name unless you allow us to. We just use the last 4 digits of the phone number. So if you mention your name on the air, then we'll mention your name on the air. And just remember that love is the act that make others feel good, okay? Keep your comments coming. Keep your thought processes coming. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. And in the meantime, make sure that you're having a feel-good day tomorrow, okay? Making some of it off. feel good. Much love. This is your brother Elohim signing off.